I'm Rona Tarrant. Senator Lindsey Graham has urged President Trump to temporarily reopen parts of the government shutdown for more than 3 weeks. Graham said a limited reopening of a few weeks would allow talks to resume between Republicans and Democrats. The partial government shutdown has now become the longest in US history. It's left hundreds of thousands of public workers unpaid and government offices closed. Church officials have confirmed that the retired Archbishop of Washington, Cardinal Donald Wuerl, had forwarded an allegation of sexual misconduct against his predecessor, former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, to the Papal Nuncio in Washington in 2004. In a statement, the Archdiocese of Washington said Cardinal Wuerl, who at the time was Bishop of Pittsburgh, received no further information regarding the matter. Archbishop McCarrick resigned as a cardinal in 2018 after public reports of alleged sexual misconduct. Pope Francis accepted Cardinal Wuerl's resignation in October. Catholic bishops have condemned President Rodrigo Duterte's latest tirade against the clergy as they express concern about its possible effects on the younger generation. Bishop Arturo Bastes said there should be a mass movement among decent Filipinos to urge the president against speaking so recklessly. He accused the president of encouraging lawlessness and said his comments deserve condemnation, not applause. A dispute has broken out between the mayor of Rome and the Catholic Church over what should happen to coins retrieved from the Trevi Fountain. Every year, over $1.7 million is retrieved from the famous landmark and was traditionally given to a Catholic charity to help the destitute. But now Mayor Virginia Raggi wants the money to be spent on the city's infrastructure. The Catholic charity Caritas said the loss of income will hit the poor and called on the city to reconsider. Over 100,000 people nationwide have joined 9 Days for Life, the annual pro-life prayer action campaign beginning today. The novena observes the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that made abortion legal throughout the United States. Meanwhile, the annual March for Life is due to take place in Washington, D.C. this Friday. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.